Welcome to the Success NPs podcast. We're your hosts, Sandra
and Jackie,
and we want to illuminate the NP world for you.
Join us as we empower you on your NP journey and help you to become the most successful nurse practitioner you can be through conversations around career and clinical practice. Success looks different for all of us. Let us help you get to your definition of success.
What up, Success NPs?
Hello, hello to all our nurse practitioner friends out there.
First episode.
Super excited. Yes. Oh, goodness. This is so surreal. Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, we're doing it. We're starting another podcast.
Yeah.
We're ready to just dive in, share who we are. My co-host is just the best. I'm going to let her go first and just describe everything about herself. And yeah, you guys need to know her. She's my best friend. Everyone needs to know who she is. So
you're my best friend. I'm new to this podcast world, but obviously our friendship is not new. We've known each other a long time, but I'm Jackie King. I'm a family nurse practitioner, but I've been practicing OBGYN, women's health, forever, it feels like, more than 12 years now. I have three very busy boys who are involved in sports. Like, I just filled out my paper calendar every day I'm doing something with sports, but that's fine. I live for that. I love it. Yeah, so we're busy nurse practitioners, part-time, work-life balance is key, and I'm a mom and a wife, and Sandra and I have just been, oh my goodness, every life event you can imagine, we've been there. Yeah.
You're gonna make me cry. Don't make me do that.
Don't cry.
You know, for those that are new to the podcast that are like, what are these girls? What are they about? I'm Sandra, and I am a doctorally prepared nurse practitioner. I've been working in urology for the last 7 years. I love my job. It's great. I'm part-time as well. And it is probably why I love my job, because it is part-time.
Yes.
And it's such a game changer for work-life balance as a mom. And my most important role and my most, you know, life-changing role has been becoming a mother. And I am the mom of a boy and a girl. And she just turned one. It's crazy how quickly it goes. And I work and I take care of my family. I'm a wife. And I have a sweet, sweet husband who lets me go off and do all my crazy antics.
We love him for that. So our husbands are both very patient, I think.
Yeah, you know? They really are. Well. So I wanted to share, for those that were curious, like, how did you two, like, meet, like, our story?
I think we have two different versions of how we met, because mine is not as, like, puts me in a bad light. But let's talk about it. Let you go first. How do you remember us meeting?
Okay, so we were in a clinical group together. I remember this.
An undergrad.
So yeah. We're like 20,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're babies. And I don't know if we even started being friends in the clinical group. I think we were. But we were all still like new, right? Like,
yeah.
Everything was new.
Yeah.
I remember we got paired together because you would go in together. Like you and another teeny bopper nurse would like pair up. And then you guys would do stuff because, you know, they don't want you by yourself.
Sure.
We were giving a bed bath. And I remember when they said that we had to bathe people for nursing school, I was like, wait, like, we have to bathe them, like, naked? Like, I was so confused. Like, wait, people do? So then we got paired up to give up our bed together. And that's how, do you remember that's how we, like,
I came, do remember. Like, so we're on the same page with that. And then, obviously, it was an elderly male gentleman that we had to give a bed bath to. I don't remember the actual bed bath, but the aftermath is what I remember from that, and how a hug was requested and how I was just left alone as I watched Sandra run out of the room.
Clarify that whole situation for our listeners. Like, okay, so yes, he was an elderly gentleman and he was like bed bound and we had to bathe him, and I put my weight in the bed bath. I know I did that. But then at the end, what was required just felt too much for me. I was just like, listen, we've
done our duty. A hug is not required. And we were like, we were babies. We didn't know what we were doing. And, you know, that nervous, like, am I being disrespectful? And do I just run? I don't even know. I think I may have blacked out after he asked for a hug. I just remember you running. And the PTSD from that is real 20 years later.
We met giving a bed bath and I left her in her trauma and we've been best friends.
Yeah, it didn't traumatize me that much, obviously. You were like in my wedding and been friends forever. but
they go on vacation together.
It makes a great story for how we met. I think even at my wedding rehearsal, you put on the little name tag. Hello, my name is, we gave a first bed bath together. That's how you introduce yourself to everyone at my rehearsal dinner.
I did.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, people were like, how do you know the bride? I was like, we bathed in a band together.
They're like, oh, okay, cool. Well, like, if you're not a nurse, you don't get weird. The humor. Nurses, yeah, so our funny. Humor is special.
I just remember too, like, we gave the bed bath. We were in the clinical group together. And, like, we had that, like, trauma bonding experience. But then also, like, I think at some point, I just knew I wanted to take it to the next level. I was like, okay, like, we're acquaintances. That's fine. But, like, I'm pretty sure we could be deeper, which is so weird. Like, I don't know why I would just go up to you. But I totally just went up to you at some point. I was like, I think I want to be your best friend. And you were like,
okay. But that is that not a relationship? Like, you know, like, I mean, thank God you did that because I'm more introverted. I mean, I'm not like a hermit, but I'm a little more introverted than you. So, you know, had you not done that, I would have been like, oh, she's cool. But, you know.
Yeah. No, I straight up just came out with it, which is like, pretty
you
sure.
You want to go up, like, hang out and study at Starbucks?
And so, yeah, Jackie, like, totally got me through nursing school. And yeah, I know you totally did. And we just have such sweet memories from that time together that we'll have for the rest of our lives. And I'm just really thankful to be able to do a podcast with you and to sit here and to chat. If anything, I'm just, it's easy. I'm just sitting here chatting with my friend.
Love it. Yeah.
Totally, totally fun. So
who would have thought
we'd
be here?
That's how we met.
Yeah.
I know, right? Like, I just think it's so sweet. So, and then how did we get started with this whole, like, digital workbook? Everyone's probably wondering, like, how did they even get this going? Sandra's been podcasting. We didn't know idea that she was low-key, like, a digital designer. Yeah. Like, how did all this happen? Like, I'll let you tell part of the story from your perspective.
Absolutely. So, you know, as a nurse practitioner, you're precepting, right? You're precepting new nurse practitioner students. And so I had signed up with NP Hub. And so I was getting students from that, you know, all from all over I'm in Miami, so North Florida, from Alabama. I would get them from everywhere. But it just seemed to me that what they were seeing in clinical practice, it was just not connecting. Like, I feel like I was backtracking a lot, you know, educating and trying to do both didactic teaching and clinical teaching, right? Which is not really how it should be. You should be learning in the classroom, seeing it in clinical practice, putting the connection together there. So in order to really have my students had the best clinical practice, I was creating like these little Word document notebooks with just like women's health. These are the guidelines. This is what you should be asking in a visit for a preventative check, for a problem check. So all of that, I was creating these very simple books and giving them to my students when they started clinical rotation with me because I wanted them to have a good, we always have those bad clinical experiences that we think back on. I didn't want to be that for them. I wanted to be like the preceptor that they were like, yeah, she's awesome. And I went into women's health because of her. So I wanted to be that. And so I was like, not just that, but I wanted them to like learn, you know? So I gave them that and it wasn't until like, and I was like, oh man, they're going to think this is silly. You know, they're going to be like, oh, this is a waste of time. You know, they're just going to want to get through clinical practice, right? And the feedback was so amazing. They were just like, they were really just flattered that I had created this resource for them. And I was just like, yeah, of course. Like, that's what I'm here for. And that feedback just started, you know, growing momentum. And then I think I had mentioned it to you, right? Like what I had done, just like in passing, like, yeah, I created these like silly little books. You know, I didn't think much of it at the time to help my students. And then you kind of take the story from there because I think that's where it continues on from.
Yeah. So one of the things that, you know, you hear all the time, and again, when you were telling me about them, I think you were just talking.
Yeah.
We were probably just, hey, girl, what's up? How's your life? Right. What are you doing? And so I was, I know what it was. You told me about NP Hub and how you can make money precepting. Correct. Since going part-time, my salary got cut significantly, like 70%. And so you go from living on dual income, you're dinks, you start having kids, and then you decide to step away from your job. And now you're like, whoa, that's a really big cut in pay, which, again, super glad I did it. But I was like, how can I make up more money? And you said, hey, listen, you can precept and get paid to precept. I was like, say,
well, the doctors do it. I mean, nurse practitioners should be paid for precepting.
Agreed. Agreed. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what? So I joined NP Hub and then I started podcasting. Mm-hmm. So again, fast forward some time and I was waiting for my student. And as I was doing the podcast thing, I was like, how can I get a sponsorship for the podcast? And so I just reached out to NP Hub to get a sponsorship. And then I was like, you should come on the podcast and just talk, Krish. And he's actually the CEO of NP Hub. And so
he was like, yeah, I would love to come on the podcast and chat. Well, during that podcast episode, teaching nurse, again, in my vein of trying to help nurse practitioners, going back to, I'm not chasing anything besides, I'm just trying to help people.
Right.
Like, I wanted to make some extra money. I want more nurse practitioners to feel free. And if they can go part-time or find other ways to make money, I want to help too. So yeah. Let's have a podcast episode and share about how you can make X amount of dollars. And I want to have Krish on. So as I was talking to Krish, I tell him like, yeah. And eventually when I get a student, I'm going to make a workbook because my best friend made a workbook and they're so good. And her clinical students love them. And he's like, what did you say? Yeah. So then I told him, I said, hey, listen, we are, you know, she made these workbooks. And he's like, I want to see what these are. And I was like, what? And so he took a look at them. And then Jackie and her like digital creative brain was just like, I think we can make these even like more dynamic. Attention all nurse practitioners and NP students. Are you tired of feeling the disconnect between clinical rotations and didactic teaching? Say hello to Success NP's clinical booklet guides.
As NPs ourselves, we know how valuable it is to have a resource that helps bridge the gap between clinical and class. So we created the digital resource to do just that. Our clinical booklets cover 5 major NP tracks: psych, adult, peds, family, and women's health. Success NPs wants to create tools and provide support NPs need to thrive in their careers.
So why wait? Check out our Success NP Etsy shop, linked in the show notes, for our digital guides and other digital clinical resources. Now, let's get back to the conversation. I think we can make them like more helpful, like da 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 da.
Right.
So he actually hired us to make these booklets, and we, in conjunction with NP Hub, and again, they are totally supportive of nurse practitioners. Mm-hmm. They are a great company. We know the CEO personally. We know that man. He loves NPs, and he just was so badly wants to encourage them to be treated fairly, respected in their professions, and what they bring to the healthcare table. Network part piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we made those booklets and then we've perfected them, changed them a little bit, added some stuff, updated them, and we actually sell them on our stand store, our Etsy shop. And that is the birth and the story of the workbooks for those that are like, how have they been doing this? So yeah, we made them while working part-time, while mothering. I was actually pregnant with my second. I remember I would be sitting there working on the booklets until 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and my legs would get so swollen, Jackie, from because I was pregnant,
yeah.
That my husband would have to like push all the fluid back on my legs.
Well, it's true. A lot of the work we did came after baseball, after soccer, after dinner, after the kids are in bed. And like, you just, you know, I think it's the key is that we are passionate. Like, we saw what a difference this was making. Krish believed in us. We did that collaboration with him, but now this was our chance to grow our baby with Success NPs, you know, and that's something, it's different when it's your own thing. You know, like every entrepreneur says, it's different when it's your own business because you're passionate about it. So you had Joseph pushing the fluid up on your legs and we were working after 8 p.m. because we believed in it, you know? And so I think that, you know, it's a great resource to have our booklets, and that's just the start of it for us, you know, I think.
Yes. Yes. No, I 100% yeah. agree. And like, through birthing the booklets and just seeing like, hey, this is a very valuable resource. We're getting tons of feedback that nurse practitioners are like, whoa, like super helpful. Wow. Like, it's connecting like what we're learning in class to what we need to know for the clinical rotation. Yeah. And like, we actually polled, was it like 200 nurse practitioners or like a bunch of nurse practitioners, and said like, hey, like, what is it that you want your students to know when they walk in the door?
Yeah.
And this is what we made from those things, from polling. And so now we're like, how can we help more? And I had this podcast. And so we were just like, you know what? Like, let's marry the podcast to the content that we're making for the booklets. And let's really hone in on nurse practitioners and kind of zone in. I think even more helpful.
Yeah.
Hey, this is who we are.
Yeah.
Let us help you in your career. And so, yeah, that's kind of the purpose of the podcast, is to educate nurse practitioners. Kind of what I was doing with the Dr. Nurse podcast on like career opportunities. And what value NPs have in the workplace.
I think a big difference with us too is that there are a lot of resources about passing the exams, right? Because that's the biggest hurdle we have, right? Pass the exam. But like, it doesn't really prepare you for before and after, right? Like, we're kind of, being a nurse practitioner is a little bit isolating. You know, you don't want to look incompetent and you want to be prepared for clinical practice. Same goes after. Yeah, I passed the exam. but you still need maybe a clinical guide to help you through your first NP job. Like, how many times are nurses learning on the job after they graduate from nursing school? Kind of the same thing with nurse practitioner school, you know, especially when you're in family, you got a little glimpse of everything. But once you're in a specialty like OBGYN, you got one semester of it. That's not enough to, you know, so I think that's the difference between us and like a certification type, you know, preparedness type thing.
Yeah. The stakes are so much higher too when you're an NP, right? Yeah. Like when you're a nurse, like, again, you have a preceptor with you. They're taking you on the ropes. Like when I was an NP, there's really not a lot of that. You don't get a lot of like, hey, we're going to come hold your hand and walk you through this. You're just thrown in and your attending is like, get to work. I need you to start making money.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a different vibe. Yeah. And so it feels super isolating. And like you feel a little unprepared.
Sure.
And I think that might be different in different specialties and maybe based on your clinical experience and maybe the school you went to. But I just know for me, in my experience, I felt like a fish out of water. Like, wait, what? Like, I didn't know that I needed to do that.
Yeah.
So like, let's create some conversations around
that.
Like,
No, a lot of myself and a lot of my friends down here, we're like the only nurse practitioner in a practice. So you have all these providers. And when you're the first nurse practitioner, it's almost like you have to guide the doctor in how, what your scope is, what you can and cannot do, set all those boundaries in addition to showing you're competent in your clinical practice, you know? So, I mean, again, it's different for everyone, you know, but it is definitely different than being a nurse, right? Especially in a hospital setting when you have a team of nurses and you rely on each other a lot, you know? At least that's been my experience. Yeah.
Yep. I would agree with you 100%. So education is a big purpose of the podcast. We want to show, and again, just continue to just give away free content, like help. We just want to help.
Yeah.
And then we want to empower MPs to see their value and worth. I just think that because we're a woman-dominated field, because there's a lot of like imposter syndrome and women just tend to not really believe in themselves as much. I think that like we want to empower nurse practitioners to see how valuable they are in the healthcare team and like what we bring to the table. And so that's another like vein of the podcast I think we want to talk
about. Yeah. There's so much.
Yeah.
I have so many plans.
And then the last thing is so we want to educate, we want to empower, and then we want to encourage and inspire NPs to not reach to have it all, but to maximize what they can in the moment. And so we talked a little bit about that quote. I've been reading this book and everyone's been talking about this. You have to read. If you have to give a book away to somebody, and I always ask this question to people on the podcast, but I would always ask, like, if you have to give away a book, like, what would you give? And I'm reading this one book and he asked this question to every person he interviews. And like multiple people were saying this book called A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And so I was like, what is this book? Like, let me look it up. So I started looking at it and there's this incredible quote, which again, we named the podcast Success NPs. And I like sent you this text last night at like midnight.
Yes.
Because I'm just like, I
was already out. Like, usually I'm up, but I was tired.
I was just late. Sandra was brainstorming. But like, I was just like, success is not the goal.
Right.
Success is not what we're shooting for. It's almost like not shooting for happiness, because we know that like happiness is not found by chasing it. You don't find success by chasing it. You find success and you find happiness by aligning yourself with a goal that's higher than yourself.
Absolutely. It's like a byproduct of your actions. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Kind of like how the booklet started, right? So like I had created it, not the mindset of selling it on Amazon or selling it here, opening my own Etsy shop or doing anything with this, you know, I'm creating a podcast, but just, you know, to enhance my students' clinical experience, like goal to help my student. And it kind of honestly, you know, just kept going from there. And so I think that if your goal is to improve or do whatever you're passionate about, right? Like focus on helping people, focus on helping nurse practitioner students, like in our case, like success comes from that. And the same goes outside of the workplace, your family, friends, you know?
Yes, exactly.
I totally
agree. That is so it. When I said that to you, I was just like, you're right. This is so bad. Like, that is totally what Success NPs is shooting for is, hey, we want to align you with a goal bigger and better than yourself so that you can go out and help your patients, so that you can go out and help other NPs. I want other NPs to be empowered to live their lives. And I want to show them what we're capable of doing, like by you and me aligning with, hey, listen, we want work-life balance because we don't want to miss out on times with our children.
Right.
Like, and then I just being like, what else can I do? Can I podcast? Can I help people? Like, And then that led to like this. And then that, like, I wasn't necessarily aiming for, I want to make lots of money. Like, yeah. That's not, again, right. We're still not making like, you know, crazy money.
Yeah.
But like creating a service, we created a service that is helping people. And so that's really the goal of what we want for our careers and our families and in our business. Like, we want that. So that's kind of the birth of everything. Yeah. I don't know. What do you want to say?
No, I think a lot of nurse practitioners feel the way that we do, but they don't know where to start or what to do. You know, you're just go to nursing school, go to nurse practitioner school, go, work hard, get raises. But then you find yourself kind of at a crossroads sometimes where you feel unfulfilled in certain things. So you kind of have to reassess, especially with work-life balance. A lot of people, I think, are having challenges with that, right? And so I think a lot of people are feeling that way, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know, I don't know. I'm sure you've had people reach out to you as well, like kind of when we started Success NP, like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? Because they're interested. Yeah. They want to know. People are always looking for ways to help, to be innovative, to just, you know, feel good about what you do in life, right? Have meaning to your life. What can I do to bring something to the community? What can I don't know, anything like that. You know, you just want to feel fulfilled. And so we get a lot of messages too with that.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, that is so good, Jackie. Perfectly said. So again, we will continue to feature NPs on this podcast doing amazing things, just like the Doctor's podcast. And we will include helpful information about the NP role, tips to maneuver in your career, provide resources to make you successful if you decide to launch out on your own. And we're just going to have fun girl mom conversations that make you feel at home. And we're going to put out a podcast. We're going to shoot for twice a month. Again, we're moms. So be patient with us. We're doing everything we can to like keep putting out content. And I'm just so excited. I'm so glad that we finally launched and that we can start helping more NPs and really niche down and focus in on, I think, a group of people that are pretty amazing.
Yeah,
they're our tribe.
Absolutely. I'm excited for that. I feel like we're building a community. Like,
we're
building a community of safe space for people like us who are longing for that. You know, I love it. I'm excited.
I love it too. Well, guys, thank you for hanging out with us. Again, welcome to the Success NPs podcast. You're welcomed here. You're wanted here. And stay tuned.
See you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Success NPs. We hope today's discussion has shed some light on the diverse career options or taught you how to improve your clinical practice as a nurse practitioner.
Remember, whether you're considering a specialization, pursuing advanced certifications, or exploring non-traditional roles, there's a wealth of opportunities out there waiting for you.
Absolutely. And don't forget, your journey as a nurse practitioner is unique, and it's okay to take your time finding the path that resonates with you the most.
And before we go, we'd like to extend our gratitude to all of the nurse practitioners out there who are making a difference in healthcare every single day. Your dedication and compassion truly inspires us. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode and leave us a 5-star review. It helps the podcast grow. The Success and Peace podcast is on the World Wide Web, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and X. So subscribe to our newsletter for updates on new podcast episodes and other information to help you on your own NP journey. You can always message us at successnpspodcast@gmail.com with any NP podcast episodes or topics you'd like us to discuss.
Until next time, take care, stay curious, and keep advancing your careers as a nurse practitioner. And just a friendly reminder, the information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. The information should not be used in substitute for professional care by a medical provider. The information on this podcast does not represent medical or professional advice or services.
Bye for now.